it's not enough for me just to spew the headlines at you. What I want as a radio listener now is I want you to be a guide.
This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Field recordings, found sound, soundscapes, ambience.
Bells, bugs,
whispers, and plinks.
Hosted by
Stephen Bradley
and Edward Rahelski.
Every fifth Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Bells, bugs, whispers, and plinks.
On WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC.org.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Sandra Yingling of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, January 14th. Local early morning temperatures range from 29 degrees in Medusa to 40 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 36 degrees. Some people will see rain around 11 a.m. Most will be seeing it by 2 p.m., which is when we get our high temperature of 45 degrees. After dark, the rain starts getting stronger, dropping a tenth of an inch by midnight. If that were snow, that would be about 2 inches. Speaking of, around 3 a.m. it turns to a mix as temperatures drop to 27 degrees. We might see a half inch of snow fall through the day as temperatures soar to 28 degrees. That will be early on in the day, then temperatures begin to drop, hitting 23 by dark. Overnight, no snow and a low of 13. Friday is looking cold and dry with a high of 19 degrees at 3 p.m., Saturday, we may see a little bit of snow in the afternoon. We get a high of 30 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:32 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 1%. Plasma winds will be average at 467 kilometers per second with a thin density of less than 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being impacted above 17 megahertz with a level 2 noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 49. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Thank you. Public News Service Joe Newscast, January the 14th, 2026. I'm Mike Clifford. Six federal prosecutors in Minnesota resigned on Tuesday over the Justice Department's push to investigate the widow of a woman killed by an ICE agent and the department's reluctance to investigate the shooter, according to people with knowledge of their decision. That from the New York Times. They report Joseph Thompson, who was second in command at the U.S. Attorney's Office and oversaw a sprawling fraud investigation that has roiled Minnesota's political landscape, was among those who quit Tuesday, according to three people with knowledge of the decision. Meantime, labor leaders in Minnesota say the surge of federal agents in and around Minneapolis and St. Paul is having a clear impact on workers.
In recent days, social media videos have circulated that show two local Target employees, who were reported to be U.S. citizens, being aggressively arrested by ICE agents while on the job. They were later released, but Adam Evanstead with the Local Office for the United Food and Commercial Workers, or USCW, says incidents like those are having a chilling effect on his members.
We have many who are American citizens who are afraid to go to work simply because of the color of
UFCW Local 1189 represents more than 10,000 people working in retail, healthcare, meatpacking, manufacturing, and other industries. Evanstead says his union is talking to business owners in hopes they'll take a lenient approach with workers afraid to show up. State Representative Michael Howard, who represents the district where the Target arrests occurred, is among critics demanding ICE agents leave the state. The Department of Homeland Security alleges that one of those arrested assaulted federal officers. Evanstead says the current approach toward immigration is disruptive to not only the lives of the workers themselves, but business operations around the state. This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And Thursday of this week is the last day of open enrollment for the Federal Affordable Care Act marketplace. Hundreds of thousands of Arizona families are facing higher health care premiums after ACA enhanced subsidies expired.
The U.S. House passed legislation to extend the subsidies, but it's still awaiting action in the U.S. Senate. Biden administration health policy advisor Jessica Schubel says 1.5 million people have already dropped their ACA plans because they're no longer affordable.
Folks across the country, and particularly in Arizona, have already seen their premiums increase substantially from last year. And so I just want to be upfront that the damage has been done in terms of seeing increased healthcare costs.
Although the bill to extend ACA premiums passed the House with bipartisan support, Schubel says it has no traction in the Senate. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. In Missouri, a lawmaker is renewing an effort to allow people brought to the U.S. as children under the Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals Act, or DACA, to qualify for professional licenses if they have completed their education and passed required exams.
Democratic Representative Ray Reed of Brentwood introduced the bill. He says he was inspired after learning about a St. Louis woman who did everything required to become a nurse, only to be blocked at the finish line.
When it came time for her to get her nursing license, the state of Missouri said, thanks for paying your taxes, but because you are not a U.S. citizen, we will not license you to be a nurse in the state of Missouri.
He notes this rejection came even as Missouri faces critical shortages in nursing and other key fields. He says his bill would remove state barriers that prevent qualified DACA recipients from working in the fields they are licensed in. The legislation received its second reading in the Missouri House and now awaits assignment to a committee. Crystal Blair reporting.
And funds are being distributed from a federal tax credit program that sent billions to support projects in low-wealth and rural communities, including in North Carolina. The New Markets Tax Credit Program, which began back in 2000, allocated $10 billion in December, the largest sum in the program's history.
The money will be distributed through financial intermediaries known as community development entities. The YMCA of Northwest North Carolina and Winston-Salem is a past recipient, receiving $8 million for renovations at its Winston Lake location. Donna Rogers, the vice president of the organization, says the program helped address critical needs, including roof, HVAC, and plumbing improvements.
It also was the prime opportunity for us to have major community partners with other community agencies to have a holistic approach to addressing economic mobility, health disparities, and access to just in general holistic programming and intergenerational programming.
I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
Finally, Arkansas is home to several organic farms that offer a variety of sustainability-grown products, including vegetables, meats, and eggs. A new report shows how organic farming has quietly become the most reliable path to profitability for farmers.
Andrew Smith, chief scientific officer with the Rodale Institute, says organic farms are seeing significantly higher margins than conventional farms, and those returns are impacting entire regions.
Counties and actually surrounding counties that have higher numbers of organic farms have increased median incomes and reduced poverty rates.
The Arkansas Organic Agricultural Project is a statewide effort to help farmers transition to organic production and promote diversity within the agricultural industry. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member NLSS supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Oh, tell
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Hampshire legislators are making another attempt to end the use of student IDs as voter identification, claiming such IDs were prone to fraud and advancing a bill to further narrow acceptable options. Such fraud is almost non-existent, and pro-voter groups say it's partisan voter suppression. The New Hampshire Bulletin reports that GOP House Bill 323 passed the New Hampshire House January 7th, limiting acceptable voter ID to a driver's license, a non-driver ID, U.S. passport, or military ID. Currently, IDs issued by any recognized high school or college are acceptable, provided the voter meets age, citizenship, and residency requirements. Should the Senate pass the bill and Governor Kelly Ayotte sign it, it will undoubtedly be challenged. Another bill, a constitutional amendment requiring citizens to, quote, actually reside in the state as a requirement for voting, failed its required two-thirds vote. Current New Hampshire election law allows residents to vote who domicile or live the majority of their time in the state to vote, including students originating out of state. In 2021, the New Hampshire Supreme Court struck down earlier legislation requiring voters to prove their intent to stay in the state. Such laws have little to do with so-called election integrity and more to do with restricting tens of thousands of younger, more liberal voters. We've linked the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Got me in the mood. Yeah, that beat a move. yeah, that be the move. Got me in the mood. Got me in the mood. Yeah, that be the move. Yeah, that be the move. Got me in the mood. Got me in the mood. Yeah, that be the move. Got me in the mood. Yeah, that be the move. Got me in the mood. Yeah, that be the move. Got me in the mood. Yeah, that be the move. Got me in the mood. Step up, yeah, I'm seeing through. Sit down, yeah, that be the move. When I'm in the room, team hysterical. Got this board on me, bitches stare through. Hair long, that's the variable. Full spoon while I stare pool. Phone calls and I rep the bowl. When I answer buzzer, got me in the mood. Step up, yeah, I'm seeing through. Sit down.